Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Bix, Miff Mole, and Peter DeRose, and listen to this past week in recording history. But to get us started, today is the first day of daylight saving time here in the U.S., except for Arizona. Benjamin Franklin is thought to have come up with the idea of daylight saving in 1784. About 70 countries around the world observe daylight saving time, with the notable exceptions of China and Japan. The U.S. first adopted daylight saving time in 1918 in the same act which created our time zones, but it wasn't popular and was repealed the following year. In 1942, to save energy during World War II, President Roosevelt instituted war time, a year-round daylight saving time which ended in 1945. In 1966, Congress passed the Uniform Time Act to establish a national pattern for summertime changes. Since 1987, daylight saving time has started on the first Sunday in April and ended on the last Sunday in October, but with the passage of the Energy Policy Act of 2005, this year and from now on, daylight saving is starting 3 weeks earlier and ending 1 week later than it has in the past. So here are some rapidly rotating records having to do with time, beginning with the Hi-Hatters.
Love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. There ought to be a law in plover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till dawning. You'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say, say, there ought to be a moonlight saving time so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. Thank you.
the night goes by whenever I'm with you. When I see the dawn starting into dawn, it kinda makes me blue. Never satisfied till it's eventide, until the day gets through. How the night goes by, how the time can fly, whenever I'm with you. It seems no more than the lights are low, there's daylight in the sky. It seems no more than I say hello, it's time to say goodbye. First it's 10 o'clock, then it's 12 o'clock, and then the clock strikes two. How the night goes by, how the time can fly, whenever I'm with you.
Present Ted Weems and his orchestra playing a new number by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting about Oshkosh and Kalamazoo. One vocal chorus will be sung by the Keating twins.
Oshkosh, they never know the time in dear old Oshkosh. When the town chief meets his passion flower, they'd like to punch the clock up in the town hall tower.
The wives of traveling men are lonesome and neglected, because the trains pull in before they are expected.
When it's daylight saving time in Oshkosh, oh gosh, I'd rather be in Kalamazoo.
Orchestra, add their voices to those protesting against daylight saving time in California. We don't want daylight saving, do we, boys?
No!
California is all right as it is. Why change? Vote against daylight saving. It's number 7 on the ballot.
Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs, Country Washburn, and the Keating Twins, and when it's daylight saving time in Oshkosh, I'd rather be in Kalamazoo. That's from a Victor Special pressing recorded October 17, 1930. Before that, it was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies and How the Time Can Fly Whenever I'm With You, written by Walter Donaldson. The vocalist on that June 11, 1931 Brunswick recording was Smith Ballou. We began this Daylight Saving Time set with the Hi-Hatters and There Oughta Be a Moonlight Saving Time from November 5, 1931. The vocalist there was Frank Luther. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1903 in Davenport, Iowa, of Leon Bix Beiderbecke. His father operated a fuel and lumber company, and his mother was a pianist, so he had piano lessons, but after hearing recordings of the original Dixieland jazz band, he turned his attention to the cornet, which he taught himself to play by playing along with the records. In 1919, he bought his first cornet and played in school events and with local groups. His family disapproved of his interest in jazz, and that, along with his less-than-stellar performance in school, resulted in his parents enrolling him in Lake Forest Academy outside of Chicago in 1921. But after our trips to Chicago to play and hear jazz, and poor grades resulted in his expulsion in May of 1922. After several months working for his father in Davenport, he turned to a career in music. He played and recorded with the Wolverines and the Gene Goldkett Band in 1924, and in 1925 recorded for Jeanette and played with Charlie Strait, the Breeze Blowers, and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra. In May of 1926, Bix and Tram joined the Gene Goldkett Band in New York until it disbanded in September of 1927. On October 27th, they joined Paul Whiteman's band, playing engagements across the country and recording with the full band and with various groups under their own names. Years of excessive alcohol consumption led to deteriorating health, and Bix left Whiteman in September of 1929. His hopes of rejoining the group after recuperation didn't materialize, and he worked playing piano with Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers, and Jack Teagarden. Bix died on August 6, 1931 at 9:30 p.m. Here are three featuring Bix Beiderbecke. Thank you. Vic Spiderbeck and his gang recording for OK on September 21st, 1928, and Rhythm Kings, written by Joe Hoover. Before that, it was Tram, Bix, and Lang with Bix on piano, and For No Reason at All in C, written by Bix and Frankie Trumbauer. That was recorded May 13th, 1927. We began our tribute to Bix with Bix and his gang on October 25th, 1927, and Sorry, written and arranged by Howdy Quixel. Banjoist Howdy Quixel was a member of Gene Goldcat's band from 1922 to 27, including the period that Bix was in the band, but after Goldcat's orchestra broke up, Howdy freelanced until the early 30s when he left music and worked in a distillery in Michigan.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, March 11th, marked the birth in 1898 in Roosevelt, New York, of Irving Milford Mole, better known as Miff Mole. A multi-instrumentalist, he played piano and violin, but settled on the trombone in his mid-teens and was working with a number of small early jazz bands in and around New York. During the 20s, he was with the original Memphis Five, Sam Lennon, Ray Miller, Ross Gorman, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Don Voorhees. Miff Mole is credited with elevating the trombone from a status as a novelty instrument to one of effective jazz solos. In the mid-20s, he became friends with Red Nichols, and the pair made a great many records together. From 1938 to 40, he was with Paul Whiteman, after which he did studio work and taught. He was with Benny Goodman briefly in 1943 and then led his own Dixieland combo at Nick's in New York and in jazz clubs in Chicago. Miff Mole died in New York City on April 29, 1961. Here's Miff Mole.
Thank you.
With nice solos from Miff, Red Nichols on trumpet, and Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, that was Miff Mole's Molars and the original Dixieland One Step from August 30th, 1927. Before that, from the same session, we heard Imagination, written by clarinetist, saxophonist, arranger, and composer Fud Livingston, whose real name was Joseph Anthony Livingston. And speaking of real names, Pee Wee Russell's real name was Charles Ellsworth Russell. We began our tribute to Miff Mole with Red and Miff's Stompers and Slippin' Around, a Miff Mole composition recorded October 12, 1927. My real name is Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1900 in New York City of Peter DeRose. He was first taught music by his sister, and after graduating from DeWitt Clinton High School, he went to work at music publisher G. Ricordi and Company at 12 West 45th Street in New York. He became a performer on radio and appeared with his wife, Mary Singy Breen, on the NBC show Sweethearts of the Air, which was broadcast for over 15 years. He was a prolific composer, contributing songs to Broadway musicals including Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1928 and Ziegfeld Follies of 1934, and film scores including Song of Love and The Fighting Seabees. He collaborated with lyricists including Charlie Tobias, Mitchell Parrish, Benny Davis, Sam Lewis, and Stanley Adams. He died in New York City on April 23, 1953. Highlights from the DeRose catalog include Muddy Water, Rain, Have You Ever Been Lonely, Somebody Loves You, One More Kiss, Then Goodnight, and these.
Now when the shadows start to creep and the birds are all asleep, that's when you see somebody and me walking through a quiet little lane to a field of sugar cane. It may not be rosy, still it's nice and cozy. I mean it, what a wonderful feeling, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among sugar cane. If the moon comes a-stealing, I will never complain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among sugar cane. Little stars are winking, winking down on us from above. We know what they're thinking while we're making love. They're jealous, they're big oodles of kisses, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among sugar cane. Always find me where sweetness always fills the air, just strolling along and singing a song nightly with my sugar hand in hand. Anyone can understand the reason I'm happy. Who wouldn't be happy? I mean it, what a wonderful feeling, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. If the moon comes a-stealing, I will never complain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. Little stars are winking, winking down on us from above. We know what they're thinking while we're making love. Oh, they're jealous, there'll be oodles of kisses, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among sugar cane.
Thank you. joy and sorrow, living as I choose. Goodbye, 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 blues. I haven't got a thing to lose, so I just roll along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long. When it's a love affair, maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold, whether it's hot or cold, I don't care. When my sweetie turns me down, that don't worry me. So I just go along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long.
Some debonair man about town, Harry Richman, and the Joe Trent, Peter DeRose collaboration, I Just Roll Along, Having My Ups and Downs, from 1928. Before that, we heard Scrappy Lambert vocalizing on When Your Hair Has Turned to Silver. That was Sam Lannon's orchestra recording for Hit of the Week in February of 1931. That recording was released on March 19, 1931, but incorrectly credited Phil Spitalny's music on the label. We began our tribute to Peter DeRose with Henry Starr, accompanying himself on piano in February of 1929 on When I'm Walking with My Sweetness Down Among the Sugar Cane. That was written by Peter DeRose, Charlie Tobias, and Sidney Clare.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Husk O'Hare's Super Orchestra of Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you. furnished flats, cabarets. I like ducks, I like fish, cause a fish is my dish. But of all those things, I like you best of all.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Husk O'Hare's Super Orchestra of Chicago, March 10, 1922, and San. Then, from exactly 80 years ago today, we heard Arthur Fields with Sam Lennon's Dance Orchestra and Hello Cutie, written by Cliff Friend. Hello Cutie was followed by Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra with Billy Murray singing the vocal refrain on I Like Pie, I Like Cake, But I Like You Best of All, from March 9, 1925. We finished up with Lou Gold and his orchestra from a Harmony 78 waxed March 8, 1928, and Luscious. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.